Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about bare root or containerized seedlings when regenerating forest stands. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Randy Russo, Mississippi State University Extension Forestry Professor. Randy, first, what's the difference between these two types of seedlings?
The major difference between the two types is that the bare root seedlings are grown in a nursery where the seed is sown directly into the soil at a known density, which is expressed as seeds per square foot. This density is based on germination rates as well as the size of the seedling should be at the end of the growing season. This has been the traditional standard for decades. What has changed since the 1990s is the seedling quality, as it's increased through the years based on seedling physiology research work, as it shed more knowledge on exactly what a seedling needs to ensure what they need for survival under varied field conditions that typically occur through the early spring and summer months following the planting. Containerized seedlings, on the other hand, are grown in various types of containers with more significant differences observed in hardwoods than in pines. Typically, in pine, a single seed is sown to each container, and when the appropriate size has been reached, they are easily planted with a variety of tools. For containers, most tools is used as a lightweight KBC bore, which provides a large enough wedge-shaped hole to make sure that the seedling fits easily without tearing the media away from the roots. The pine containers have an overall length of approximately 7 to 8 inches and a diameter of 1.5 to 2.5 inches. The containers are also ribbed inside the tube to force the roots to move downward, thus eliminating any spiraling. The media used in the tubes is a specific mixture of sphagnum moss, peat, perlite, vermiculite, and a wetting agent. Also included in that is usually a slow-release fertilizer such as osmocote. For hardwoods, the containers are typically a little larger as the hardwood seedlings are larger themselves, and they need a larger root system. The most common are those that are between 10 to 14 inches deep and about 2.5 inches in diameter. Additionally, air pruning is vital with a larger hardwood seedling, so a square container is used very often that has a nearly open bottom end. The square pot itself does not have any ribs, but the shape of the pot eliminates any spiraling. Unfortunately, these types of pots are much more difficult to plant due to their size.
So, in your opinion, what's the best option between the two types?
Well, really, there are a number of factors that play into what might be the best option. So, you really need to know really what defines what we call a bare root or grade one quality bare root pine seedling. These characteristics are going to include the root collar diameter, which is where the roots meet the stem, and this should be at least 3/16 of an inch or greater. The main taproot should be at least 6 inches long with 5 or so first order lateral roots, which provide greater area for water and nutrient uptake. The top should be no taller than 10 inches with lateral branches, which will provide a greater leaf area. Unfortunately, removing or lifting the tree seedlings from the nursery bed tends to remove a large portion of the fine roots and bare root seedlings. After lifting, the seedlings should be dipped in a slurry to maintain high moisture around the roots and kept stored in a cooler at temperatures between 35 to 38. Degrees. However, storing seedlings for longer than 3 to 4 months after lifting is not recommended, as they'll begin to dry out and in some cases even break bud while they're in the cooler itself. The positive aspects of the bare root seedlings are that they're more affordable than containerized seedlings. Containerized seedlings, on the other hand, have one major negative aspect, and that's they're more expensive than bare root seedlings, which is due to the cost of the container and the media. Additionally, the container trees grown takes a little more time to plant than a bare root seedling, thus it's going to increase your cost of planting. The biggest positive aspect of the container pine seedlings are the root systems are stay intact, and they have a much higher moisture content, which aids in a faster recovery after transplanting. Additionally, they can also help you broaden your planting window if something delays your site prep work. When comparing both genetic types of pines, the comparables are that the container will cost you actually $100 more per 1,000 seedlings than the bare root seedlings. So, Amy, to answer your question, will depend on the specific case of each landowner and knowing what factors play in their specific site.
Today we've been speaking with Randy Russo, forestry professor. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.